From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Garish reporting. Officials in Mali say at least four gunmen who shouted Islamic phrases while overtaking a luxury hotel in the capital Friday have killed three of their 170 hostages. Several of those hostages have been released, with some being taken away in ambulances. It's not clear if they were rescued or released by the gunmen. Earlier reports said gunmen released hostages who were able to recite the Quran. Officials say UN and Malian troops have surrounded the hotel, and the roads leading to the hotel have been sealed off. Mali has urged its residents to stay where they are and not venture out during the siege. Turkish Airlines says six of its personnel are trapped in the hotel. French, Nigerian, and Chinese nationals are also among those being held hostage. European justice and interior ministers are holding crisis talks in Brussels on Friday to discuss ways to coordinate and tighten security checks at the member states' external borders. This following the Paris attacks, as France continues to search for possible suspects in last Friday's deadly attack in Paris, the country remains under a strict state of emergency. Daniel Sharaf reports from Paris.
The three-month extension on the state of emergency grants police broad powers to restrict freedom of movement, conduct searches, and even place people under house arrest, all without the authority of the court system. Some French worry that these restrictions and plans to arm more police could become more permanent. But French authorities say as the manhunt and raids continue in France and across Europe, they are a necessary but temporary measure.
That's VOA's Daniel Scharf in Paris. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged young people in Southeast Asia to reject violent extremism and embrace tolerance. In Kuala Lumpur Friday, for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, summit, the president hosted a town hall meeting with young leaders from the region and told them that the future is in their hands.
And when you think about the incredible potential of ASEAN as a place of religious diversity and ethnic diversity, you can set an example, not just to stand up to violent extremism, but to build interfaith dialogue, promote tolerance, and to combine an appreciation of your own culture and traditions with the modern world.
Obama said that it's critical that the United States is a partner with Southeast Asia, home to some of the world's fastest growing economies, and the president said that it's key, a focus of his foreign policy. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Thursday to pass a bill that would require top U.S. national security officials to certify that each individual migrant from Iraq and Syria is not a national security threat to the U.S. before granting asylum. Republicans say the bill is in response to the urgent threat from the Islamic State group, as demonstrated in last Friday's terrorist attacks in Paris. President Barack Obama says he will veto the bill if it makes it to his desk, saying it betrays core American values. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Supporters and opponents of the bill to restrict the flow of refugees from Iraq and Syria staked out their positions during a passionate debate on the House floor. They included Republican Doug Collins.
But we will not welcome terrorists.
And Democrat Loretta Sanchez.
Refugees are not the enemy.
The purpose of the bill is to keep Americans safe in uncertain times, said Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul.
We are a nation at war. The world was reminded last week that Islamist terrorists are seeking to harm our people, destroy our way of life, and undermine the foundational principles of the free world.
Migrants from Iraq and Syria who want to come to America are already subject to the toughest screening procedures in the world. Cindy Sain on Capitol Hill.
In a related story, U.S. President Barack Obama says Islamic State can only be defeated if there is a political agreement in Syria, adding that there can be no place for President Bashar al-Assad. Obama said Russia and Iran have to make a fundamental decision. Do they continue to prop up Assad or work with the international community to save the Syrian state? Assad told Italian state television that no talks to end the war can begin while terrorists occupy parts of Syria, using the word terrorists to refer to all opposition. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.